Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, amen. Thank the Lord. We appreciate you tuning in today. We have got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing It's Under the Blood. And after that, we're going to go to an interview where we're speaking with Pastor Brian Hinn from the Woodland Terrace Baptist Church. We are still, once again, here at Youth Camp at the Elmira Baptist Youth Camp. And so we're excited about what God's doing. Hope this will be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Down a memory lane, a path so long ago. Old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, thank God I now can say,
it's under the blood.
Yeah.
everybody. It's good to be back here once again with you on the Back of the Bible Radio broadcast. And we are here today with Pastor Brian Henn from the Woodland Terrace Baptist Church. And we appreciate Brother Brian taking his time out today here at the youth camp, the Elmira Baptist Youth Camp here in West Virginia, taking some time out and speaking with us today. Hello, preacher. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. I appreciate the opportunity to sit beside my pastor today. Yeah. Brother Philip is my pastor, amen. It's a great privilege, I'll tell you, to be sitting back with him. We got to lead a boy to the Lord there today, and it's been a real blessing. But I've been pastoring over at Woodland Terrace Missionary Baptist Church, going up on a year now. Been over there for a little more than a year, but be pastor August 21st will be a year. And Lord's been blessing mightily. We just got us a new piano, and we just had a fundraiser up at the church there for the youth, raised some funds to come up here to camp, and got some big plans going on. The Lord's been good. Been going to some meetings and things, and looking forward to going over to Hoopers Creek for Bible school here in a couple weeks. Amen. Yes, amen. But glad to be up here at youth camp this week, brother.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to talk just a minute about the theme of youth camp this year, and we're going to try to keep coming back every single day this week on the broadcast to tell you kind of what's going on here at youth camp, and I'm going to be interviewing different pastors, keeping you up to date as to what we are doing here. And, you know, it's exciting to watch young people get on fire for God and watch people get saved. Brother Brian just mentioned there a minute ago. Amen. I had a young man this morning. Me and him was able to speak to him in the altar, and then turn around and witness to him and lead him to the Lord. We're going to talk just a little bit about that here after a while, but I want to talk just a moment about the theme of youth camp. The theme this year is the dangers of drifting, and so I'm going to let Brother Brian read our theme verse out of Hebrews chapter number 2.
Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Now, that word slip there in the Greek is drift. We don't have to be drifting, amen. This is the key verse. There's several verses go with this. Sure. This is the key verse, and the dangers of drifting. Boy, how easy it is to drift. We can drift as adults just as easy. We can drift as a kid, drift as a teen. It can be at 80 years old. We can get drifting real quickly just holding a cell phone in our hand.
That's right.
We can drift minute to minute, amen. This is a big deal, brother. This is title or the theme this week.
And I think, you know, Brother Brian, I believe that this is a very fitting theme for the time frame we're in. You know, COVID, I don't know about, you know, every other church is out there, but COVID has taken a toll on a lot of different places. I'm not trying to give praise to this sickness or anything like that. I'm just trying to say that there has been a lot of pastors impacted, you know, mentally, spiritually, by this thing. And we just got to be careful that we don't drift backwards. There should be always a continual movement forward for the things of God. And so that's what we're looking forward to. Amen. We want to see some movement, forward progress, forward steps for the glorious grace of God. And can I tell you, people's getting saved. We had a preacher a man of God get called to preach there at our church on Sunday night, and we're so excited about that. But we are trying our best to move forward at Hoopers Creek for the glorious grace of God. But we're thankful to be here at the Elmira Baptist Camp. Let's talk, Brother Brian, you know, some things that we've been going to camp for a while now, correct?
Sure.
There's some things that we love. One of the things we love is in-room devotion.
Right.
We spend a lot of time. And talk about in-room devotion just for a moment and how that we've seen God do some great and mighty things during that time at nighttime.
Amen, brother. Yes, we have spent several years together now. I guess about 6 or 7 of these youth camps together. It's the first time we're not in the same dorm.
Right.
And that was a big change, you know. But the Lord's blessed turned us into 2 churches, brother.
Yes, sir.
God's good. But anyhow, we get over in the cabins in the evening. It's after the night service. It's after a snack, normally a time of fellowship and games just before bedtime. We go try to get them wound down, showers and things. And we gather in the room, and the thing is there they can let go. The one thing they can do in the room that they can't do over in the sanctuary is sometimes be their self.
Right.
And I've seen boys lead the in-room devotion. We've had some good times with the boys over the years where they're the ones leading it. But you're able to get on their level, and they're listening to you.
Right.
Now, of course, some of them's going to go to sleep and what have you. Yeah. But they'll gather with you. Who needs to glean with you will be gleaning.
Right.
But it's in those in-room devotions at the camp here that sometimes you're able to reach something that a pastor didn't reach, a preacher didn't reach from inside the sanctuary, or a song didn't touch them. It was the time we took in there to open the Word, try to bring something out of our heart, just something simple, a few verses, talk one-on-one, man-to-man. You know, yes, there's 10 or 20 in a room, but it's a man-to-man moment, and sometimes they open up, brother. That's the biggest thing I've always seen. And when you start seeing teenage boys shed tears before bed for the glory of God, it's a special thing. I remember, brother, that one, we was on that porch that time.
Yes, sir.
God came by, and it was so thick, everybody was wanting to be a preacher. But it, I'm telling you, there was a lot of move of God, and sometimes we get out of them settings of comfort. Those are the times when God can begin to work on us. I believe that's the reason the in-room devotion is so important, brother.
Amen. You know, I think that, if you remember back, the fellow that was Bora 4, you know, they tore up the house and or the roof there, and they lowered that sure. their friend to Jesus. I think if you remember that, one of the things that they said about that scenario was that they were all amazed. And I think that a lot of times in our churches, the reason why that we don't see things happen is because we've lose the amazement of God. I heard Brother Barry Rackley speak about that one time, and he was talking about that amazement. And I tell you, we need to be amazed in the things we do for the glorious grace of God. Let's transition for just a moment, Brother Brian. We've only got a couple of minutes left on the broadcast. Let's talk about invitation time. I think that it's so important at the end of every service, at the end of every message, that we give our children an opportunity to respond to the gospel, and we don't take that lightly, but we also spend some time in that invitation time. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Sure, amen. Yes, after every service, there needs to be time for them to respond, and what we see a lot of times is one will go, a many will go. Yes. They'll break a barrier, but then sometimes you have friends just following friends. So as you gather around the altar, and as counselors, as being not just preachers, but counselors of the teams, and there's a lot of grown-ups here, you know, at camp that are leading these children, these teens, these youth, and we gather around the altar, you begin to try to speak with them for a moment. You got to be, you know, cautious in how you're speaking to them, but trying to weed out what are we here for. And once you arrive that someone is looking for salvation, they're in need of salvation, and they're realizing that. When you get to that point, if there's too many things going on, the one thing we have learned, I know that I have learned over the last few years, is take time to take that young one, whether it's a boy or girl, if you need to, you get another adult to go with you, just step right over to the corner and spend a little one-on-one with them explaining the gospel, explaining salvation, making sure they understand what they're about to do. We experienced that today. We had a little bit of confusion. He knew what he was wanting to do. He didn't quite know how to seal the deal. We spent an extra few minutes with him, maybe 20 minutes.
Yes.
And by the time that was over, he had come to the clarity of what he needed to do. And then now he has a spot, brother. And it's very important to take that time to allow them the opportunity.
Amen. You know, this invitation time is important. We don't want to create more confusion. And a lot of times they may be singing in the background, people's talking, the preacher's speaking, all of those things. And so sometimes a tap on the shoulder, just simply say, hey, did you come for salvation this morning? Did you come for salvation tonight? Okay, can you mind follow me over here for just a moment?
Sure.
And let's take a moment just to talk to you about the gospel. This is what the Bible says to do for salvation. Have you ever been saved? You know, that those questions are important,
sure.
And then give them an opportunity to confess with their mouth. The Bible says to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
And so I'm encouraged by that.
Amen.
We sure do appreciate you tuning in today. We are about to run out of time on the radio. And so if you will just hang out for just a couple of more moments, and we're going to give some correspondence on how that you can contact the church. And we appreciate Brother Brian Henn, Woodland Terrace Baptist Church. Thank you for being here with us today, Brother Brian.
I appreciate it, Pastor. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Amen. God bless y'all. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.